Day 221, Wednesday, August 9th. Joshua 4. Joshua 4:1-24 NKJV. And it came to pass, when all the people had completely crossed over the Jordan, that the Lord spoke to Joshua, saying, Take for yourselves 12 men from the people, one man from every tribe, and command them, saying, Take for yourselves 12 stones from here, out of the midst of the Jordan, from the place where the priests' feet stood firm. You shall carry them over with you and leave them in the lodging place where you lodge tonight. Then Joshua called the 12 men whom he had appointed from the children of Israel, one man from every tribe, and Joshua said to them, Cross over before the ark of the Lord your God into the midst of the Jordan, and each one of you take up a stone on his shoulder, according to the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, that this may be a sign among you when your children ask in time to come, saying, What do these stones mean to you? Then you shall answer them that the waters of the Jordan were cut off before the ark of the covenant of the Lord. When it crossed over the Jordan, the waters of the Jordan were cut off, and these stones shall be for a memorial to the children of Israel forever. And the children of Israel did so, just as Joshua commanded, and took up 12 stones from the midst of the Jordan, as the Lord had spoken to Joshua, according to the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, and carried them over with them to the place where they lodged, and laid them down there. Then Joshua set up 12 stones in the midst of the Jordan, in the place where the feet of the priests who bore the Ark of the Covenant stood, and they are there to this day. So the priests who bore the ark stood in the midst of the Jordan until everything was finished that the Lord had commanded Joshua to speak to the people, according to all that Moses had commanded Joshua, and the people hurried and crossed over. Then it came to pass, when all the people had completely crossed over, that the ark of the Lord and the priests crossed over in the presence of the people. And the men of Reuben, the men of Gad, and half the tribe of Manasseh crossed over armed before the children of Israel, as Moses had spoken to them. About 40,000 prepared for war crossed over before the Lord for battle, to the plains of Jericho. On that day the Lord exalted Joshua in the sight of all Israel, and they feared him, as they had feared Moses, all the days of his life. Then the Lord spoke to Joshua, saying, Command the priests who bear the Ark of the Testimony to come up from the Jordan. Joshua therefore commanded the priests, saying, Come up from the Jordan. And it came to pass, when the priests who bore the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord had come from the midst of the Jordan, and the soles of the priests' feet touched the dry land, that the waters of the Jordan returned to their place and overflowed all its banks as before. Now the people came up from the Jordan on the 10th day of the first month, and they camped in Gilgal on the east border of Jericho. And those 12 stones which they took out of the Jordan, Joshua set up in Gilgal. Then he spoke to the children of Israel, saying, When your children ask their fathers in time to come, saying, What are these stones? Then you shall let your children know, saying, Israel crossed over this Jordan on dry land, for the Lord your God dried up the waters of the Jordan before you until you had crossed over, as the Lord your God did to the Red Sea, which he dried up before us until we had crossed over, that all the peoples of the earth may know the hand of the Lord, that it is mighty, that you may fear the Lord your God forever. Daily Deep Dive. Here is the UCG reading plan for this chapter. Before the priests exited the riverbed, God had Joshua send the 12 men he had chosen, Joshua 3:12, over to the area around the ark to collect one large stone per man, Joshua 4:5. They also set up 12 stones in the midst of the river, probably as a visible disturbance of the current, if not actually extending above the surface, to commemorate the spot where the priests stood, verse 9. The stones removed from the Jordan were taken to Gilgal, where they made camp, verses 19 to 20. Gilgal is about 5 miles from the river, but only about 1 mile from Jericho. The stones were to serve as a reminder of the miracle God performed that day, verses 21-24. Such monuments were often set up as witnesses of events, Genesis 31:45-52, Joshua 22:26-28, Joshua 24:26-27. News of this great miracle quickly spread throughout the land, the inhabitants of which were gripped with terror. Indeed, imagine how the people of Jericho felt, with the Israelites camped only a mile away. And, verse 23, God linked the first great crossing of the Red Sea and the second great crossing of the Jordan together. We understand that both of these moments hold great symbolism for us as Christians. First, the Red Sea represents our baptism and the miraculous conversion God did in our lives in bringing us out of our slavery to sin. Compare 1 Corinthians 10:2, and the second, the crossing of Jordan, represents the future miracle of our transformation from physical to spiritual as we inherit the promised land and join God's family forever.